Good morning. With us on a Monday is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And quite a bit of news this morning. Let's start with your exclusive. Democrats would try to force New York Senate to vote on Child Victims Act. There's been a lot of back and forth on this from folks who are angry at legislators.
Yeah, abuse victims who were abused as kids are looking for a law that would make it easier for them to bring lawsuits as adults. You know, they say a lot of times that child sex abuse victims don't realize the gravity of what occurred to them until they are adults, and they want to make it easier to bring lawsuits. So far, both the Senate and the Assembly have been reluctant to take up legislation, and so today the Democrats, the Senate Democrats, are going to try and push it on the floor to force a vote on it. It probably won't happen, but at least we'll get to see who supports what.
What about this article that has to do with emails, the governor and his 90-day delete policy, and how it will affect the federal probe by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara?
Yeah, up until last May of 2015, there was a policy that all emails in the executive chamber and state agencies would be deleted after 90 days automatically, unless you specifically said, keep this one. You know, you took action to keep it. That could hamper the investigation. Preet Bharara has subpoenaed the Cuomo administration looking for different information, and who knows what kind of information got deleted that might have been helpful in the U.S. Attorney's investigation.
Tell us about Harry Wilson.
Harry Wilson is a business turnaround expert who ran for state comptroller in 2010 and lost to Tom DiNapoli. He's one of several Republicans considering a run for governor in 2018. He's been telling people that he's going to be willing, if he does decide to run, to spend $10 million of his own money for the effort. That's if he gets in. To put that in perspective, Rob Astorino, the Westchester County executive who lost to Cuomo back in 2014, he only managed to raise a total of $6 million, while the governor raised $45 million. So for Wilson to give $10 million of his own money, that would be significant.
Finally, what about affordable housing?
Yeah, various groups that are pushing for the release of money for affordable housing that was approved in the budget, $2 billion, are going to be targeting Governor Cuomo the next few weeks to deliver on his promise. They say they put it in the budget, but he needs a deal on how to spend it with the legislative leaders. They're saying it's up to the governor to get it done before the legislative session ends on June 16th.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. All these stories are available at nydailynews.com. Thanks, Ken, for joining us as usual.
Anytime. Be well.